Nidon Yerushalmi, corresponding to Nidon Babli, Daf Samachei. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Amad Aleph, the first Mishnah, Salach Gimel. We may or may Yesh Dvarim Shehen Kanoilad, Beinen Kanoilad, Chachomim Moedim Noi. The Meir says there are cases that resemble Noilad, but are not really Noilad, and the Chachomim agree with him. Ketzad, Omar Koinem Shehen Noise Polonis, Shavia Ra, Amuloi, Mace Oisha Asatura. How is this? It makes an edda koinim will not marry ploinis because her father is evil, and they told him that her father died or repented. Koinim lebay zeh sheni nichnas shehakelev ra b'seichoi, or shehanochash b'seichoi, amuloi, meis hakelev b'nera kanochash, or in kanoilad, v'inan kanoilad, v'chachomim reidim lai. He said koinim will not enter this house because there was a vicious dog or a snake inside, and they told him that the dog died or the snake was killed. They are like noilad, but they're not noilad, and the chachomim agree with him. The Gemara says, Shmu Amar, Misham Neder, Torus, Kva Mesa Kelev, Kva Nera Kanochash. The Gemara says, Shmu says it's permitted due to a mistaken vow. The dog already died, or the snake was already killed before he vowed. Bila B'Shem Rulaza Mipnei Shehu, B'Toyla Nidre V'Dabe Kha'ime, Kainam She'ini Nene Le'ishplaini, Kha Azman, Shu Lavish She'chirim, Lavish Levane Mutabai. Bila quoting Rabbi Elazar said, it's permitted because he's like one who makes his vow depend on a matter. He's like one who says, Koinam, I will not benefit Ploini as long as he wears black. If he wore white, he's permitted. Vizera b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, af hu ein asara cheter chacham. Vizera said, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that even he does not need a heter through a chacham. We now come to halacha dalad. V'oid amav mea poison lai minakosav shivateira, v'oim alai ila yisa yodea, shata iver al Leisakum, Leisato, Leisisna is a chicha bevavecha, ba'av lecha kamecha. Rav Meir says that if one vowed not to benefit his friend, we may pesach with what the Torah says. We tell him, had you known that you will transgress the Yisra, do not take vengeance or do not bear a grudge, do not hate your brother in your heart, and love your fellow man like yourself. Chaya chicha imach, shema ya'ani ve'inat yachal lefarnasai. You can transgress, also your brother will live with you, perhaps you'll become poor, and you can't support him due to your vow. Had you known this, would you have vowed? If he said, had I known this, I would not have vowed, then he is permitted. And the Gemara says, Ksiv leisokum leisato es b'nei amecha heich avida. The Gemara brings, it says in the Pasuk, you shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge to the people of your nation. How is this? If one was cutting meat and a knife slipped and cut his other hand, will the cut hand return and cut the hand that cut it? Certainly not. And likewise, the Esau should not avenge what Esau did to him, because all Esau are like one body. The pasuk, "V'ahavta lecha kamecha," love your neighbor as yourself, Rabbi Akiva said, this is a great klal in the Torah. Ben Azai Omer, Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam, Zeh Klal Golob Mizeh. Ben Azai said, Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam, this is a book of the generations of man, this is a great klal in the Torah, we're all brothers because they all come from Adam. Shema Ya'ani Loi Kanoiladu, how are we pesach with perhaps we'll become poor if it's not Noilad? Zeh says that poverty is common. Example is a man whose opponent was a rich man, came for judgment in front of Rav. Rav sent for the rich man to come. Omar, im hahu anaboy mesi midoin kach in asun gamlaya da ovaya leitanin kukasaya da putiki didi. The rich man said, I should come for judgment with him. If all the camels of Aravia would come, they cannot carry the keys to my storehouses. Shama mahu misgayat le tehei pachsa ba. Rav heard this and said, why does he boast about what is not his? His wealth should decrease. Yad nafkes kalvasin imalchusa diel hu medale letimayoin. Immediately a royal decree came that he and his property enter the king's treasury. The usher came to Rav and said, pray that my soul should return, means I should not be killed. He prayed for him, and he returned. We come now to Halacha He. Rifim la'adam b'ksubas ishtoi. We may prepare for a man to informing him of the need to pay his wife's ksuba. Masa be'echad shenodam ishtoi hanaya haisa ksubasa ab me'ezuz v'basa lifnei rikiva v'chivoi liten la ksubasa. Case occurred in which one vowed hana from his wife, and her ksuba was 400 zuz. He came in front of Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva obligated him to pay her ksuba. Amalei Rabbi Shmeina Meos Zuz Hanich Li Abba Benata Achi Dalameos Ani Dalameos Ladash Yetito Hi Masayim Vani Masayim. Man said, my father left 800 zuz when he died. My brother took 400 and I took 400. Isn't it enough that my wife takes 200 and I took 200? Amalei Rabbi Kiva Afilo Admeiche Sea Roishcha At Noisen La Ksuba. So Rabbi Kiva said, even if you must sell the hair on her of your head, you must pay her the full ksuba. The man said, had I known that, I would not have vowed. Rabbi Kiva permitted the vow. The Gemara says, V'goyvin min ha-metaltelin. Do we collect a ksuba from movable objects? Rabbi Kiva said he will sell his hair in order to pay for it. Amar Rabbi Abba, apagav d'tema, as you say, ein goyvin min ha-metaltelin, ayim elai shi'yitein. Rabbi Abba answered, even if you say that we do not force collection from metaltelin, we tend to give from metaltelin if he does not have enough land. Rabbi Misha fell mau loyma leyoshim legvois min hametaltelin. You see, Rabbi Misha asked, does one tell heirs to pay the widow's ksuba from hametaltelin? And Rabbi Abba Mari masnisa amakein she'ein loyma lahin. Rabbi Abba Mari answered, and Mishnah tells teaches that we do not tell him. Tanin and Taman ella yenasnu leyoshim shukulam sichem shivua veinyo yoshim sichem shivua. Mishnah says the man died, leaving a widow, a creditor, and heirs, and he had a deposit by someone or was owed a loan. It's given to the heirs because all the others need a shua to collect, but heirs do not need a shua. Now, Mishav Una, do we make him swear that he does not have property to pay the ksuba? Tamanamin min tavna le gavoi min gufe gavoi. Then, Baba, they say, from straw, which is adult, and he does not collect, from his body, his head, he does collect. The truth is, does not answer the question, rather, it supports the Abba's answer earlier that Rekiva did not force him to pay from his hair.